Merry Christmas, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland will tell you about a special gift they have for you that will bless you throughout the coming year. But first, let's join Kenneth for today's message, Bonding in Peace.
Let's go over here to the book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians. And you read in the first three verses there, I, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you're called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, or in other words, get rid of your pride and start loving one another, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is a bonding in peace. Amen. When you get rid of the pride and the fear, there's a bonding that takes place among us. One body, one spirit, even as you are called in the hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. Now, I want you to come to verse 9, he that ascended, this is talking about Jesus, he that went up, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? Jesus went to hell for you and me. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heaven, that he might fulfill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. For what? For the work of the ministry. For what? The edifying or the building up of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith. Didn't say a thing in the world about doctrine. If you got more than three people in your doctrine, you got trouble. Amen. But the unity of the faith. Faith in what? Our one Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. The Word of God said, very plain, what does faith say? Turn over there. Hold your place there and look with me in Romans 10. Verse 8. What does it say? What does faith say? The word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. If you shall confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. Now then, go back over there where we were in the book of Ephesians. Now notice this. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, all of us, unto a mature man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. You don't get the full impact of what God has planned to do here unless you translate the word Christ. That's the Greek translation of the Hebrew word Messiah, which means anointed. Amen. Amen. Now, we also know from the Word that the anointing of God is the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
The anointed one and his anointing. We are the body of Christ. We are the body of that anointing. The same anointing He walked in here in the earth, that anointing is, it's in us. And the only hope the devil has of choking that burden-removing, yoke-destroying power is to get us into strife, because where there's strife, there's confusion and every evil work. We're the body of the anointing. And look what it says here. His desire is for us, look at it again, till we come unto a mature man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of His anointing, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But what? Speaking the truth in love, may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, even the anointed one and His anointing. From whom? From Him, the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effect of the work and the measure of every part, to the increase of the body, unto the edifying of itself in love. Oh, whoa, what a word from heaven. Glory to God. That, I'm telling you, Satan is so frightened of that, that this is his total and complete downfall. And church splits, and doctrinal fights. To keep us apart. You get a revelation from heaven. I get a revelation from heaven. And He does His best to keep me from finding out what you got and keep you from finding out what I got. Amen. Well, I'm going to tell you something, folks. Those days are over. Did you hear me? Those days are over. I said, those days are over. When you're in the middle of something, it's not easy to grasp the impact of what has happened. Think about this now. Here's what one man said. It was really, really interesting to me. He said, think about the meeting, you know, for years and 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 years. Catholic people were not allowed to read the Bible. And then they were allowed to read the Bible if a priest was present. But now in one council, one Vatican council, out of that came the decision that Catholic people could own their own Bible and they could read it for themselves. Now think what an impact that had on the rest of the world. Amen. Now see, things like that are tremendously, they're milestones of appointments of God. There are times the Word of God has command authority. God said that Jesus would be born of a virgin in Bethlehem of Judea. He said that. And 700 years later, it took place right where he said it would, just exactly the way he said it would. Now, all of the different things that happened over that big period of time, that word was still in command of all of those centuries. And it came to pass just like he said. Amen. The word has command authority over time. It has command authority over the past, present, and future.
That's right.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Now, Lord, help me illustrate this, please. There were times, if we could imagine this space from here to the front row there. When time was broad, there would be spaces of time, 200-300 years before anything significant would take place. But think about what has happened now. That has begun to have closure, and it's all going towards a focal point. It is all going towards the catching away of the body of Christ. Amen. That's where it's headed. But think about where you and I are. We're not way down there someplace. We're right in here. And things are happening like this every few moments. Major things are happening in the body of Christ. Major things are happening in the world. Glory to God. And you and I are, you and I are in on it. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Open your heart and get a hold of what I'm struggling to say. Because I'm bigger on the inside than I am on the outside. I can see it. I can tell you in tongues. Now you say, no, but I hear. I mean, it's in there. I can see it. We're in it. It matters what we do. It matters what we think. It matters what we say. Every word you utter every day has consequence. I mentioned a little bit of this morning, but this is vitally important. God authorized man in his behalf to speak his words and manage this earth.
Amen.
Men instinctively know that they have something to say about everything. That's the reason most people talk too much. It's inherent in the human man, because that's who we are. We speak like God. And the only way Satan has had any kind of authority in this earth is to train us to do his talking. And instead of speaking the blessing of the Lord, been speaking the curse of darkness about everything. And the whole world is doing it, because the whole world is flowing in that negative direction towards destruction. Amen. Ah, but a new day has come. And there's a people. There is a people. There is a people that are finding out who they are and finding out what they are and finding out that they have the right and they have the calling and that they have the words of the living God, and what we say means something. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have something to say about everything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Now, stand up with me. Let's pray and believe God tonight. Oh, thank you, Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the authority of the Lord, head of the church, I release by faith gifts of healings throughout this whole congregation, throughout the television world, throughout the internet. I release under his command, I release the gifts of healings. I release the working of miracles. Glory to God. Believe God. Believe God. I release the gifts of healings in this congregation tonight. Glory. I said glory. Hallelujah. I rebuke addictions in Jesus' name. Drug addiction. Alcohol, tobacco, pornography. Any kind of addiction. Cuttings. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Take your hand off God's property right now. By the authority of the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Say it out loud boldly. I'm a forgiver.
I'm a forgiver.
I'm not a condemner.
I'm a forgiver.
I'm a forgiver.
I'm like Jesus. I forgive.
Remember when? That's a question we hear a lot this time of year. Reminiscing with family and friends, we browse through Christmases gone by, enjoying the memories, until inevitably we stumble across those memories we'd rather forget. What do we do with memories like that? Do we have to drag them along year after year? No, we must leave them behind. And there's one way to do that, through forgiveness. Make this Christmas more than just a time for remembering. Let's make it a time to forget.
Mary, Holy Ghost baptized, yes. Healed, well, strong, new year!
Amen.
Hallelujah. Gloria and I have a Christmas gift that we want to sow into your life and give you. It's not some useless thing that you just, you know, kind of pretend you appreciate it. No. This is something that'll feed your spirit. The Word of God. And it will encourage your faith.
That's right. And everyone can use some encouragement. That's a gift that's always appreciated. So here's what we'd like to send you this year absolutely free.
Something you can enjoy all year long. Gloria, this is an exciting thing. I'm not really big on calendars and all that, because you get a lot of them. And I like to have one and put the date on the thing on the date. But this is something different. Now, to this day, every time I open the Bible, I do it with purpose and with great expectation. I expect to hear
amen.
From Him, from God. Gloria wrote that, and it really says it. Now, let me tell you what that's about.
No wonder I agreed with that.
Yeah, amen. Now, every day beginning with January the 1st, you begin January the 1st, New Year's Day, Genesis 1:3, and Matthew 1:2. Then the next day, Genesis 4 and 5 and Matthew 3. We're talking about chapters here.
Okay.
Then Saturday, Genesis 6 and 7 and Matthew 4. And then each day has your scripture reference. You're going to read the entire Bible through this year.
Awesome.
That is good.
That is great. I like that.
Amen. Yeah. And I suggest that you do this. Now, and this is something that Gloria and I do. And I'm especially blessed by doing this. Even after you come through and you're reading, you read your daily scripture here. Then you go back to the New Testament. You read your New Testament there. Go back and read in the New Testament a chapter each day. And you're going to, well, in fact, it's laid out like this. And when you do that, and yeah, I didn't notice that. Forgive me, Lord. You're gonna do that with this. You're gonna read it. You're gonna be reading a chapter a day in the New Testament, and that will revolve over the year. And you don't want to spread the New Testament out over a year. You want to stay in that New Testament. You want to read it daily. Read it every day. And you get to the end of it, go right back. Don't skip the book of Revelation. The Bible says right there in the first chapter, blessed are they that read this book. So you just say, Lord, I receive my blessing. I open my mind and my heart. I'm getting this thing. And then you go back and do that. I just want you to make sure you read that New Testament chapter every day. Every day. Amen.
Amen.
Even if something in your schedule gets messed up, don't leave the house without doing that New Testament chapter. Okay, that's what I'm saying to you. But the thing that's about this, if you put this in a conspicuous place where it'll just be right in your face every day, sit down and read your Bible reading for that day. Praise God. Amen. Now, you call us or you visit the website and let us know you'd like to have that calendar. We'll send it to you absolutely free and postpaid. Amen. I'm excited about it.
I want one.
Amen. Now then, the whole reason that we celebrate Christmas is because God has already given the most wonderful gift anyone could ever receive. And think about how He did it. The Bible said, for God so loved the world that He gave the most precious thing He had. He literally gave Himself. He so loved the world that He gave. He so loved the world that He gave. You and I were part of this world. And He gave His only begotten Son. Why? That we shouldn't perish, but have everlasting
life. Amen. Praise God.
Now then, that priceless gift, it is a gift. You can't earn this. It is a gift. And it's available to anyone that'll receive Him. Oh, Brother Copeland, you don't know what I've done in my life. Hey, He didn't say He gave it to the good. He said He gave it to the world. And there ain't nobody worth this.
Nobody deserves
it. No, you can't deserve it. But let me tell you.
But you can receive it.
You can receive it because He loves you and He moved first. That means it's available to you. Now, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you want to pray this again, if you've gotten out of God's house, you want to pray this prayer again, do it right now with Gloria and me. And out loud enough you can hear yourself pray it. I will lead you. Then when Gloria prays, you pray with her.
Okay, I got it.
Oh, God in heaven.
Oh, God in heaven.
I believe with all my heart.
I believe with all my heart.
That you raised Jesus from the dead.
That you raised Jesus from the dead.
That you gave Him as a gift.
That you gave Him as a gift.
He was born into this world.
He was born into this world.
And He came here to not to condemn me, but to save me.
And He came here not to condemn me, but to save me.
I receive you, Lord Jesus.
I receive you, Lord Jesus.
As my Lord and my Savior.
As my Lord and my Savior.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I repent of sin.
I repent of sin.
I renounce it.
I renounce it.
I renounce the past.
I renounce the past.
I renounce the devil and everything he stands for.
I renounce the devil and everything he stands for.
Fill me, sir.
Fill me, sir.
I'm asking you now.
I'm asking you now.
For your precious Holy Spirit.
For your precious Holy Spirit.
Full to overflowing.
Full to overflowing.
I fully expect to speak.
I fully expect to speak.
I receive my supernatural prayer language.
I receive my supernatural prayer language.
I receive my supernatural praise language.
I receive my supernatural praise language.
Just like they did on the day of Pentecost.
Just like they did on the day of Pentecost.
Oh, I receive it, sir.
I receive it, sir.
And I thank you with all of my heart.
Thank you with all my heart.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Aha. If you prayed that prayer with Gloria and me today, we need to know about it.
You'll never be the same.
Oh, you'll never be the same again. Now, get online, call, you get the message here some way. You understand? Use the information. It's on your screen now and let us know. But here's why. We want to send you this little book, and we want to get this through to you. This will help you get started reading your Bible. Gloria, if we'd have had this, I would have...
It took us years
listen,
to get there.
I would have saved 4 hard years of my life right after I got born again, because I didn't know nothing about the Word, didn't know how to study it. I'd read it and get stumbled around, staggered with it, wouldn't read it again for another month. Now, and this, hey, this is it.
And it's free.
Oh, yeah. And it'll get you started. You don't struggle with this book. You get just as loud and sassy as all the rest of us. Glory to God. In just a moment here, our announcer is going to come and show you how to receive these free gifts. Thank you for joining us today. Merry Christmas.
Everybody.
We love you. Praise God. God loves you. And remember this.
Jesus is Lord.
Learn more about beginning your new life in Christ Jesus. Request your free salvation package today at kcm.org/salvation. Jesus did it all, so it's time to receive the abundant life God has provided for you. And be sure to request your free KCM calendar as our Christmas gift to you. This source of daily encouragement will continue to feed your spirit throughout the coming year. To receive these gifts, call us at 800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org.